Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good week, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing great. Happy New Year, Mike.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. We're going to start off this year with poems. Lots of new information on stroke, some of it controversial. This week, we're going to look at something that actually is new, brand spanking new, never heard of it before. It's looking at a treatment that may someday prove to be effective in improving outcomes. Before we do, just a little bit of background on stroke. We know much more about how to prevent strokes and reduce the incidence of strokes than we do to know how to treat strokes. We do know there are some effective treatments. We know that blood pressure reduction is effective at reducing subsequent strokes. We know that for patients at high risk or who've had minor strokes, that in a subpopulation of those, carotid endarterectomy improves outcomes, particularly in people with greater than 50% carotid stenosis. We know that non-statin cholesterol reduction does not appear to improve strokes, but statins may be effective. And we know that aspirin may be effective, particularly in patients with atrial fibrillation. Now comes a new study that suggests that maybe an old antibiotic that many of us have used for acne may actually have a role in the treatment of stroke. Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this was a really interesting study and kind of came out of left field in a way. We all know that thrombolytics in acute stroke are associated with major complications in some patients, and in many studies, more patients are harmed than helped. In this study, 152 adults with acute ischemic stroke coming in between 6 and 24 hours after the onset of symptoms were given either 5 days of minocycline or placebo. All of the patients had an NIH stroke score of 5 or worse, which means that they had a moderate to severe stroke. The allocation process, how the patients got into the minocycline group or placebo group, wasn't truly randomized and wasn't concealed from the researchers, and they also didn't use an intention to treat analysis. And those are all things that could favor the intervention. So we do need a better study before we can really be confident in these results. But the results are interesting. The baseline stroke severity and functional status scores were similar between the two groups, and they had a researcher who was masked to the treatment group assignment evaluate stroke severity at various intervals for up to 3 months after the stroke. So that's a good thing. The person evaluating the patients didn't know whether they'd taken minocycline or not. And what they saw was patients receiving minocycline had fairly dramatic improvements in functional status and stroke severity, while patients on placebo tended to show little or no improvement. For example, if you look at the NIH stroke score, it improved from 7.6 to 6.5 in the control group, so not much difference there, but it improved from 7.6 to 1.6 in the minocycline group. Mm. So the bottom line is in this study, which was flawed, but wasn't very large, about 150 patients, they found that in patients with acute stroke who got minocycline between 6 and 24 hours after the onset of symptoms, they had much better clinical outcomes. This very interesting study. Minocycline certainly cheap. It's, as far as we know, well-tolerated. They didn't see any adverse effects. And it's nice also because they were able to use it in that window when patients typically present. And, you know, as you know, the thrombolytics, you got to get them into the patient within a few hours, and not many patients can be evaluated and cleared for thrombolytics in that time. So very interesting study.
Right. Also a big big risk in terms of bleeds in those patients.
Oh, absolutely.
Any thought about how this might work?
Well, you know, they talk about neuroprotective effects that the minocycline in various animal models and in vitro studies has these neuroprotective effects. It's being studied in other neurological diseases. But, you know, beyond that, it isn't really thought to have any, because of its anti-infective properties. It's more thought to have these sort of collateral neuroprotective benefits possibly. And again, it showed a dramatic benefit. At the same time, the study was pretty flawed in some fundamental ways that, you know, we really would be very critical of a drug company study if they did it this way. And I think we do need some better studies. On the other hand, if I have a stroke tomorrow, I'm going to be taking some minocycline because I think the downside is pretty low.
Right.
So I think it's very interesting stuff.
And you'll be looking pretty good there without any.
And my acne gets treated too at the same time. So
I mean, I guess the other question is, you know, if this is this is something that's been around since I was in medical school. Before that, you know, is anybody going to invest the time or the money in doing, you know, the proper studies to see if something that isn't going to bring a profit to anybody is truly effective?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, it's probably going to be a little while, and unless there are groups already perhaps in Europe that are maybe a little less involved with the, you know, the pharmas doing it, there hopefully are some other groups. This is the first study I've seen. They seem to imply it was the first study in humans looking at this question. It was in Neurology, which is a pretty reasonable journal, and so I'm anxious to see more.
Excellent. Look forward to talking with you next week, Mark.
All right, talk to you then. Thanks.
Okay, have a good one.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.